Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, mission accepted. What would make you click on this show today? Could be a gut feeling, could be what the heck is mission accepted? But by the time you got to here, you already heard some really cool stuff in the introduction about mission accepted. So look, this is a place that we have a great time. We laugh, we explore, we be inspired, we feel challenged, because who sits on these shows are people that have taken the mission, have decided to stay on the mission for whatever reason. And you might be just coming onto the show because you loved the name and you're like, well, accepting the mission, isn't that what we do every day? Abso-friggin-lutely. But then there's people that take it on in their career as well as their life, right? They're like, okay, I've been inspired, motivation has happened in some way. I read a book that motivated me, or I got pushed into it, or I got dragged into entrepreneurship, or something, you know, something pushed me into this direction. And so we're going to explore that with Dr. Doreen Downing today. We were talking in pre-show about how to make sure we say the name correctly. And I was like, okay, I gotta make sure I say her name correctly. So I'm so excited because this woman is all about finding your voice. So you guys know, I thank you. I love you. I'm so appreciative for our community. And I always let you know, now it's risky. It's always risky when I tell you you're the best podcast audience ever, because Doreen also has her best podcast audience ever. And I had the pleasure of being on her show. So you guys, we got to be on each other's shows. We can be the best, largest community. But you know what? Not only are you like the best and most reciprocal, and you share our shows and you do all sorts of really cool stuff from all over the world. Thank you so much. But you're also the most, I would say, expressive, you know, from commenting back and sharing the word. So I'm going to give you, you know, hands up for being expressive today, which is exactly, I know you're all laughing, what we're going to dive into with Doreen, because this woman is about helping people find their voice. Because when you find your voice, you change your life. And right. And if you didn't believe it, you're going to within this next half an hour having this conversation, because there really is something pretty incredible that happens. I think even from a physiology standpoint, from an energy standpoint, who comes back into your life when you find your voice and people hear you, just the reverberation of how that goes out into the world, and all sorts of little magical things happen. But you don't need to hear it from me. Let's hear it from Doreen. So Doreen, thank you so much for coming on to Mission Accepted today.
This is wonderful, Deb. Already you've captured so much of what I'm about. Thanks.
Absolutely. If I haven't said it, we will share with you that Dr. Doreen Downing is a clinical psychologist. And we are excited to hear about not only how she decided to find her voice herself and share a bit of her mission. She started a practice and she started a podcast. So she's kind of double dipping in the world. We call that ultrapreneuring. We call that ultrapreneuring. So do share with us, you know, this mission of what made you decide to turn you and finding your own voice into a career.
Well, I think that I always knew I'd be a psychologist, went to UC Berkeley and got a PhD. And however, the thing that nobody really knew about me was that I had a fear of my own about public speaking. And actually, just one person at a time in my office, I was safe. I got to ask the questions. If anybody asked me anything, it was like, oh, I wonder where that question came from. You know, I was got really good at turning things around to put the attention on the other person. However, when I was asked to give my research at a conference, I said, no, I'm too afraid of public speaking. And the organizer said, but doctor, isn't fear your business?
Ooh, There's a mirror.
Yes. Well, it was a confrontation. You're right, Amir. I didn't want to. It was like, yeah, the veil dropped. Yes. Okay. And it must have just been time for me to set out on my journey to find this voice inside that was captured. Or Michelangelo talks about the marble and chiseling until you set her free. And I think that's how I felt. And so that's when I started taking my first classes on overcoming the fear of public speaking, even though I had a PhD in psychology.
That's relieving for people to hear. I always think that we are fully heading into the world of transparency. I think when people talk about authenticity, people being authentic, I think they're saying that because people are being transparent and not being concerned about having on how things look. Right. I always said, like, we were the best dressed dysfunctional family on the block, along with every other best dressed dysfunctional family. Right. Like, you really kept things inside. Those things belong in this house and what have you. And I think there's a place for that for sure. Yeah. But when people hear that everybody has their own things to work through, whatever that looks like, I just think it's a great global sigh of relief.
Beautifully said. Yeah. And I think that that stepping towards the fear, oh my gosh, that means I have to take myself to a class. And here I am a professional. And can I humble myself enough to start from zero and take myself there? And it was terrifying. Yes.
So how did you get through it?
Little by little, I think, first of all, is saying, okay, I need to go through a change process and I need to take myself to that. So what else is out there? These classes at San Francisco. And then I joined Toastmasters and I learned how to make a very good speech. Of course, I was a part of that for 7 years. However, there was still a part of me that I felt like I was holding back. And it was when that quote about Michelangelo seeing the angel in the marble, I think learning how to be a good speaker was how I became even more able to hide my true self. Really? That's...
Oh, no. That's a mic drop.
Yes.
That's good, Doreen. That is so good. That's so good. Because when you said you're speaking, yet you still felt like you were hiding something, not allowing something to come up or still buried, that's not unusual. That's certainly not unusual.
Yeah. All this, like you said, the well-dressed neighbors and you, I was pretty well-dressed, but however, I had done a lot of inner work, obviously, as a psychologist. But that's when I did even the deeper dive into finding, and this is what I write about in my book, finding the essence. You know, that's, she was hiding way back there because she was, I don't know, scared to come out. And I had to go and say, hello, little one in there. You know, who are you? What are your strengths? And I was in some groups where I got feedback about how warm I am and how embracing I am. And those began to be positive inner strengths that grounded me. So no matter where I showed up, any audience of any size, I knew that they couldn't take that away from me. And so I learned how to speak from my essence.
That must have been really interesting, actually, to switch that.
Yes.
Because there's many different platforms for speaking.
Yes.
Someone has said to me many times, nothing against TEDx. I love listening to some incredible friends of mine that have done TEDx.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have said to me, why haven't you done TEDx? And I'm like, well, because you can only walk a certain way and you can only say a certain thing and there's parameters. And I'm not sure I'm a parameter speaker. Uh-huh. I'm not sure how it would feel to have to. I've just never had that. I know that there's things that you can say and should say, and I can hear myself back where there's things that I can always grow from. And I'm like, I say that word a bit too much, or I say that word too much. I'm not sure those parameters would allow me to feel like I could give it all. Do you know what I mean? I'd feel like I was in a restraint state. I don't know. I mean, I've never done it, but
Well, I think you're describing what I went through when I finally decided that I needed to do something other than be a good public speaking performer. And what you said is, it's not about the performance techniques, because that's what good speakers do, but it's about finding what's true inside of you, your own spirit, your own essence, the strength that is uniquely yours, and learning how to express that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So many different people need to find their voice for many different reasons, right? You were looking to find your voice because you felt like there was still something to, you know, something different inside to be said. For people that are listening to us, so you decided to go on your own, do it, like, you know, make this, you, I mean, you made this a living, like you made this find your voice, change your life a living. So you were being a psychologist, and then did you add something else on? What do people come to you for? Like, are they like, I want to be a speaker, but I want to be authentic, or I'm just, you know, crumbling in this relationship or crumbling in my work, and I don't feel like I can express myself. Like, why do people go to someone like yourself? Like, what are some of the things that get solved from finding your voice?
Oh, Deb, both of the things that you just mentioned, relationship issues, being a speaker that is much more authentic and willing to do other than the kind of performance techniques, to go outside the box, to be just more fully expressed. But I would say that people first come to me because they're anxious and they realize that coming to a psychologist might be a little bit more helpful than going straight to a coach who's going to help them be a better, well, speaker, because what I do is help people find their inner self, their inner truth, where true strength, it's a deeper kind of confidence that I think people find with me. And that's what I offer first. And it's, I have to tell you that on my podcast, it's everybody from people who have been in corporations and didn't have a voice and realized, oh my gosh, you know, I'm spitting out there what they want me to say, but it's not really, I don't even believe in it. And then it's also people who are stuck in relationships, toxic relationships. There are people who, and you named just the two, you know, three things that we've got going. So to me, I have to also say something that I think is basic to my work with people is that life is your stage. All day long, you are showing up and you need your voice. You need yourself to be engaged in a way. So that's one of my things, that, you know, life is a stage. Make sure you speak up and engage. That's one of the sayings I have. It's about being engaging, right?
Yeah. So again, for people that are listening, and they're like, okay, there's some places in my life where I could step up a little bit, or be more expressive, or walk through that, you know, unlock the door. I always say in the Big Women's Project that we're doing that, you know, if we're, you know, I'm in Vancouver and, you know, you're somewhere in the US and we're having this conversation about empowerment, that there's a woman, you know, in Europe right now, just about to walk into, you know, her boss's office, and, you know, she's like, I'm super nervous to go in and ask for the raise, or ask for the day off, or ask for the holiday, or whatever. And all of a sudden, because we're over here being empowering, like what we're doing right now, Doreen, that all of a sudden she feels the wind at her back, and she's like, ooh, this doorknob kind of opened kind of easily. And she's like, hey, I need you to sit down for a minute, and I've got something I need to say. And she's kind of looking around like, where did that come from? That's my way of asking that question, like, how can people, because there are so many different things that they need to do, what are some, just, I don't like the word tips, but what are some things that you can share that could make things easier for someone in the moment right now until they're able to get to talk to you?
Well, first of all, I love that image that you just presented, the sense of a supportive wind that's behind you and giving you the strength from behind, like the back, I've got your back. And so what I would, in the work that I do, I have seven secrets I talk about in my book, and I call them secrets because they aren't performance techniques, and each one starts with B. And I would say that one of the ones that seems to me well, the first one is be still, so that there's people have to learn how to go from a state of anxiety and triggered to a state of calm. Even just saying that word, and you, and those, if you're, anybody's watching, you just saw my hands literally go down in the front of my body and feel like I just landed in a deeper sense of strength, grounded, centered in the now. And I'll just say that the second secret I talk about is be present. And there's a whole training I have about presence. So those two are really, really important. So the person who's about to walk into the office needs to come into this now moment. And one of the quickest way to do that is to look at some object in the very immediate surrounding. Focus on it, focus on it, breathe, focus on it, focus. And then pretty soon, your mind is very there, very clear, very sharp. And this whole idea about having voice come up rather than in your head, this whole idea of dropping down, down, down to where strength is. And you know what you need and what you want. And you're going to ask for it in a way that will probably work because you have more inner strength than you realize.
I think that's incredible, because that whole idea about being in the now, when you're anxious about something, even talking to someone who you have a safe, trusting relationship with, maybe you need to bring something up that's not necessarily going to be like, hey, where do you want to go for dinner tonight?
Yes.
And just so all these things are going on in your head, like what if, and yeah, but this, and all that conversation, but to be in the now and be really, really present in the now with none of that chattering. Because isn't that a lot of the reasons why we don't step into our own voice, or we don't, is because of the chatter or the fear or the what if or the all of that stuff. So to be present.
Yeah. You're talking about all the other voices, and which voice are we really listening to, and how do we get access to it and know the sound and the feel? It's a sensation of, oh, this feels so good. And you used a word earlier today, reverberation, you know, that there's a sense of resonance that when you are truly in your now moment, grounded and open and channeling truth, then it feels like that's where power is.
I think that life is so interesting. You're talking to someone who, you know, I've been on the personal growth journey, or, you know, the career growth journey. Let's call it the career growth. Some people go, it's a journey. I'm like, oh, it's a growth journey, right? You want to play the entrepreneur game or the life game. And I've been a big advocate of getting coaches, trainers, counselors, therapists, whatever's up, you know, through that whole experience. And it's always not shocking to me, but reminding to me, for example, as we sit here and this have this conversation about these things that you as an expert in this area can teach someone that makes a complete difference.
Yes.
Like my son a year ago, now look at, I have a podcast, I can teach people how to be on, you know, but it was my son. So I'm like, I think he was 17 at the time. I'm like, let's just find you a speech coach. He's like, why? I'm like, because you're going to be on podcasts. You're going to be on TV. You need to know how to speak. Because when the waiter just asked you what you did for a living, you're like, oh yeah, I kind of got this clothing thing. It's cool. But he didn't look at him. He didn't. I'm like, and learning how to speak. Mm-hmm. And when you find an expert like you that can take someone and bring it out, a year later, my son's shaking hands and saying, I appreciate you coming to my event last Saturday. Mm-hmm. But really, it just reminds me how finding someone and hiring somebody in a specialty arena, I mean, a voice, speaking, that's more of a specialty. I think it's a specialty. It makes you just so much better. Like we talk, you say your podcast is called Find Your Voice, Change Your Life.
Yes.
So maybe share with us, because I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm having my aha moment. I love how people hire people for specialty reasons, and how does it change one's life? I just gave an example of how that changed my son's life. It also made my work a lot easier. But how does it change people's life to find their voice? Like, you know, why should people brave up and go do that?
Oh, I love that phrase, brave up. And in a way, you know, there's this idea about feel the fear and do it anyway. I would like to have less fear. And that's what I would like to work with people more, just rather than push and go do it regardless of the fear. Let's dissolve that fear and find who you truly are so you can show up, walk into any room. And some of the stories, many, many, many that are on my podcast of people who have gone from severe trauma to coaching in master classes and writing books. So I think the podcast is a good place to go find a lot of those stories. But if you want one right now, I've got, absolutely.
How did it change someone's life? Like that shirt.
Yes. He was a VP of sales, vice president of sales in a company and a corporation. And every Friday morning he had to give a report to the team. And he said that he sweated for hours Friday morning. And then he would type it up and then he would read it to his team. And he was always, always, always nervous. And what we did was two things. We dove back, which because I'm a psychologist, I always like to get to the root. And we found a root to his anxiety, which had to do with early in a class, he asked a question that was embarrassing, probably at that time, because he was only like 12 years old, and everybody teased him from then on. And it had to do with it was in a sex education class. And what he saw when he looked back at that moment was how he's carried shame because he was bullied and teased. But what he saw, the whole shift in his mindset was, I had the courage. Nobody else, everybody was thinking of the same question. Nobody had the courage to ask it. So isn't that amazing? Just that shift in taking his more compassionate self as an adult back to that moment when he, which he identified as one of the root causes. And now, you know, this kind of sense of, boy, I have courage. Isn't that empowering?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to make that shift and to, I mean, and it changes everything, right? It changes everything.
Yes.
Like, you know, from 12 years, I don't know how old this gentleman is, but to be able to let that go.
Yes.
And to find, sometimes it's interesting, even just knowing where it comes from. It's like, I was 12. I was this, I was that. Yes. That's no relevance to my life today at, you know, 30, 40, 50 or 60 years old. Like there's just no relevance.
Yeah, I had a podcast just earlier today with somebody who grew up in another country in dire poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So poor. The family lived in one room and it was freezing. She talked about the breath coming out and her mom would bring hot, you know, warm bottles to warm up their bed. And she's now an international speaker. She's out there. And so it's wonderful. This is to me that I hope that our listeners today are getting how important it is to know yourself and learn about who you are, and that anything that's happened in the past, and this is what happens on the podcast, anything that's happened in the past is good. It's not all bad. It's like you can make something out of it. You can, it's all meant to be there for a reason.
Awesome. Well, look, I know that it's kind of coming time to wrapping up, and I know that you have some resources for people to share. And so, look, I know that people can work with you one-on-one.
Yes.
There's people that love to do one-on-one. There's people that love to do group work. So I know that you offer both, which is nice because not everybody wants to be, you know, they want to have that more specialized. I personally love that way. You have a book that you talked about. What is the name of your book, Doreen?
Oh, The 7 Secrets to Essential Speaking. And I talked about two of them, Be Still, Be Present. And there are 7. And so that's available. Find Your Voice, Change Your Life. The 7 Secrets to Essential Speaking. And I say essence is where we need to speak from. So it's not essential, say the right thing. It's really about tapping into your inner strength, your inner voice, your inner self that's powerful.
And then if you want to hear Doreen talking to people about having experience around finding their voice and how that changed their life and how that happened, you can go to the podcast, Find Your Voice and Change Your Life. And of course, everything will be in the show notes. Doreen, have I missed anything that people can come and find out more?
No, my website has everything, DoreenDowning.com, DoreenDowning.com.
Awesome. So look, you guys, if you're like, hey, I think I can up my game. I think that there's somewhere else I can be braver. I think that I could feel safer in being authentic. I think that's really what comes to me around people starting to become more authentic and what have you, and you want some support in that, then you can contact Doreen and have that experience, and then come tell us how it worked out. Come on the show. She's going to coach you so well that you're going to contact me, because you guys know if you want to be sitting where Doreen is, then you're going to contact, you're like, I need to come onto your show because I got something to say.
That's something to say. That's why.
That's something to say. Okay, now I'm going to completely change the whole conversation, and I'm going to ask you this beautiful final question that my listeners know happens on every show. And that question is, if you were on your way to a desert island and it was you and you, and you had this beautiful suitcase, and in the suitcase, you only had room for one album that you could stick in this suitcase that you couldn't imagine not listening to for the rest of your days while you're having a nice Mai Tai on that beach, what album would you take with you?
Well, I know what song I would take with me. In fact, just talking about it kind of moves my heart right now. And it's from the Grateful Dead, and it is Ripple is the name of the song. And I mentioned the word that you've talked about today, reverberating, because I think that's what, when we're in our voices, it does reverberate. But that first line, you know, if my words could glow, wow, you know, and that talks about the tune unsung in your heart. And to me, that I'm just talking about it, and I've got little goosebumps, because it just says to me exactly what I love about speaking up. And there's a group that does it. It's not just the Grateful Dead. It's Be the Change, and they have somebody from every single country that's not every single country, but people mm-hmm. from different parts of that sing different aspects or play instruments. So I love the sense of everybody joining in the world in around singing up, speaking up, singing and expressing life and love and joy. And if my words did glow, wow.
Wow. Uh-oh, I think, you know, everybody out there knows that we've got a pretty big project going on called, you know, Show Up, Stand Up, and Speak Up. Maybe we need to do a sing up series. Dorothea's like, no, Jeff, no. Stop that. But thank you for sharing that. And what a perfect lead in to having that conversation about if you want to come. And you guys know we got this great project going on where women like Doreen come on and share inspiration and information and just powerful moving presentations and seminars and workshops. It's the 22 summits I'm talking about, people. I know a lot of you have been on. We're so grateful. We are heading into our 10th on December 8th. How incredible, out of 22. And thousands of you have come to hear this incredible information and just be in solidarity. And it is a global project. So please, if you don't know where to get information, you can go to jeffdrummond.com, go to the events page, and you can find out about the next summit. And or, this is not difficult, it's deb@devdrummond.com. So if you want to come to the summit, if you want to speak on the summit, if you need to get it up together to get speaking on the summit, go see Doreen and come see us. And if you'd like to author in the book of 262 women that is supporting that project as well, We announce to the world on International Women's Day about this incredible book, and then we launch it live to the world on May 11th. So Doreen, thank you for being with us today. Audience, thank you so much. We hope you feel inspired and motivated, empowered, and you guys know what to do, right? You know to share this episode, you know to give us your comments, and you know to show up again next week. And so thank you again, Dorian, for being with us today. Yes. And for you guys, be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.